Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Basra Chol Shishi b'zayich Rav Hanan receiving Hagon b'karav Mamish. Now we learned that Kedushin could be al tanai. He can make a condition, a stipulation in the Kedushin, and if it's fulfilled, then great. And if it's not, then it's not a valid Kedushin. So now we're going to learn about how a person is supposed to make a proper tanai. Rav Meir says, "Kol tanai she'enik tanai b'nei gab b'nei Ruvain enoy tanai." If a tanai is not set up like a tanai b'nei gab b'nei Ruvain, it's not a valid tanai. Now what is this tanai b'nei gab b'nei Ruvain? So we know that when Am Yisrael was in the Midbar, representatives of Sheva Gad and Ruvain approached Moshe Rabbeinu and told him as follows: "We have a lot of sheep and cattle, and that means that we need great areas for them to graze, and Eretz Yisrael is not going to provide enough for us. Therefore, we would like to be Me'ever HaYarden, on the other side of the Jordan River, meaning on the eastern side of the Jordan, and over there there's an ample grazing area for our flocks. Please grant us our request." And Moshe Rabbeinu told him as follows: "If you come into Eretz Yisrael with the rest of the Shvatim and you fight alongside them, helping clear Eretz Yisrael out of the nations that live there, so then you can have your portion Me'ever HaYarden. But if you do not go across to fight with them, so then you cannot have your portion on the other side." And we continue reading the Mishnah from here, Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Vayir Moshe aleihem." Moshe said to them, "Im yavru b'nei gab b'nei Ruvain, if b'nei gab b'nei Ruvain go across and they fight, so then they can have this portion that they requested." Uksev and Moshe Ben also said, "Vim lo yavru chalutzim, if they do not go across armed," meaning if they do not go across and fight, then they're not going to get this other portion. So we see very clearly from here that the tanai has to be doubled. If you do this, then the following is going to happen, and if you do not do this, then the following will not happen. And if only one side of the tanai is mentioned, if you do this, then you'll get the thing that you want, then it's not a valid tanai, and the thing will be chal, even if the tanai is not fulfilled. However, Chanim Gamaliel, Amr Chanim Gamaliel argues, and he says that is not what we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. That was a unique case, and the only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu doubled it is because Sar Chaya Davril Amroi, it had to be said. Shomali Kane, if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't repeat himself, that if you do not go across, fill in the blank, Yashma Mashma Shafil Beretz Kanan Lo Yinchalu, it would be Mashma that they're not going to get their portion even in Eretz Kanan. Because if all Moshe Rabbeinu told them was, if you go across and fight with everyone, you'll get this portion that you requested, that would be mashma that if you don't go across and fight with them, then not only you're not going to get the portion that you requested, you're not going to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael itself. And that's why he had to repeat himself by saying, "Don't worry, if you don't go across and fight, you're not going to get this portion that you requested, but you'll still get a portion in Eretz Yisrael." And so this case of Tanai is unique, and that doesn't tell us that all cases of Tanai need to be doubled. And on to Mishnah Hey, Hamakadosh is Isha, if a man's Makadosh a woman, Va'amar, and he says, "Kasavar Yisi Shi Kohenes." I thought that she was a Kohenes, that she was the daughter of a Kohen, Vari Levia. Turns out that she's a daughter of a Levi. Or he says, "Levia, I thought she was a daughter of a Levi, Vari Kohenes. It turns out that she's a daughter of a Kohen." Or he says, "Ania, I thought she was poor, Vari Ashira. It turns out she's rich." Or "Ashira, I thought she was rich, Vari Ania. It turns out she's poor." And because of this, he's trying to cancel the Kedushin. Hariz Mukudashes, she's Mukudashes. He's not able to get out of it. Mibnei Shalei Tatu. She didn't trick him. She didn't tell him beforehand that she was this and it turns out she was that. He made the assumption, but that's his fault. Now, it's a different case. Armel Isha man tells a woman, "Hariz Mukudashes, Lila Achashes Gayer. You're Mukudashes to me after I become a Ger." He wasn't Jewish when he said this, and he wanted the Kedushin to be Chal after he became a Ger. Or he told her, "Alachshetis Gairi, after you become a Giyaris." Or "Alachshetis Tachrer, after I get freed." He was a non-Jewish Eved, and he says, "After my master frees me, this Kedushin I'm giving you now should be Chal. Alachshetis Tachri, or after you get freed." And that's obviously referring to where she was a non-Jewish Eved. Or "Alachshetis Balech, after your husband dies, I want this Kedushin I'm giving you now to be Chal. Alachshetis Thomas HaChaisech, or after your sister dies." This fellow was married to her sister, and he's not to marry two sisters. He basically tells her, "I want this Kedushin to be Chal after your sister dies." Or "Lachshiachas lechivamech," or after your yavam does chalisa to you, I want this kedushin to be chal. Ain't a mekudeshes in all these cases. She's not mekudeshes because right now this kedushin is not possible to take place. And v'chener melechaveroi. Also, if a person tells his friend, "Im yalda ishlecha nekeva," if your wife gives birth to a girl, "Hari mekudeshes li," she's mekudeshes to me. Ain't a mekudeshes, she's not mekudeshes, because even though we know a father is able to accept kedushin for his daughter, since his daughter is not here yet, he can't accept kedushin for her, so it doesn't work. However, haisa ishes chaver muberes. Let's say his friend's wife was pregnant already, fuka or bara, and a child was already recognizable in the mother's stomach, so then Dvarv Kayamin, this Kedushin does work, Vim Yalda Nekeva, and the child turns out to be a girl, Mekudeshes, since she is Mekudeshes, based off of the Kedushin that was given for her a while back. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.